Recently, House and Senate negotiators reached a final agreement to reauthorize the surface transportation bill, and their conference report is prepared to move through the House and Senate today, possibly concluding early next week. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to share what this means for agriculture.
Of importance to agriculture, in addition to the general provisions related to transportation issues, this bill also includes the restoration of the $3 billion in proposed cuts to crop insurance programs that had been included in an earlier two-year budget bill that was passed earlier this fall by Congress. This restoration of those cuts fulfills the commitment made by leadership to Chairman Conaway, Ranking Member Peterson, and Chairman Roberts and Senator Stabenow, who all led the fight to make sure crop insurance was maintained and not harmed by further budget cuts. The highway bill also includes a renewal or reauthorization of the Export-Import Bank, which expired in June of this year. That renewal will extend the bank's operations through 2019.
Following passage of the highway bill,
the next major and really final to-do item for Congress this year is to pass the Omnibus Appropriations Bill. Negotiations are continuing now between House and Senate leadership to try to finalize that package, which will fund the federal government following the expiration on December 11th. It's unlikely at this point that this bill will be passed by the 11th, so we'll likely see another short-term extension, but we do expect passage sometime before the holidays.
This bill includes a number of important cotton industry priorities.
Currently, the main holdups deal with some of the policy riders that are being added or attempted to be added into the package, things to address some of the regulatory challenges such as the Waters of the U.S. regulation, GMO labeling, and country of origin labeling. So once these policy rider discussions are negotiated and agreement reached, then we expect the omnibus bill to move forward.
Congress will also be trying to wrap up tax extenders legislation before the end of the year, according to Langley.
And at this point, it looks like efforts are underway to try to extend retroactively for 2015 and possibly through the 2016 calendar year the Section 179 expensing deduction, as well as the 50% bonus depreciation provision, along with other tax provisions that expired at the end of 2014.